Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. All right, I've got some new updates for you on some polling data that deals with Donald Trump and Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family and what this means to the presidential. I'm going to give that to you in a moment. But before that, medical experts are now warning, yes, a new warning. There is an EG.5 variant that has COVID cases rising just in time for the fall, folks. They're trying to scare the living crap out of you again to hurry up and go get your booster. This new headline, a dominant COVID variant has led to the rise in new cases. We're seeing a spike in the amount of cases, the chief medical officer for Baptist Health said. So, quote, in the last couple of weeks throughout the state of Florida and throughout the Baptist healthcare system, we have seen a rise. It seems like this new COVID is, quote, rather contagious. It is causing a spike in hospitalizations. That's all you need for them to now come out with the other headlines. So what happens because of that one? Here you go. COVID vaccine, USA Today headline from today. Choosing where to get your shot matters, study suggests, especially for children as they head back to school. Another one, summer COVID cases are rising, and here's where and why. It's actually in more of the hotter states in America. Medical experts are offering major warnings now, another headline reads, as the EG.5 variant has COVID cases rising. And then from just 1 hour ago, Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN explains why you should do it now. Why you should do it now and get the COVID shot right now. Don't wait, America, because if you do, you know how this plays out. You're probably going to die, right? And you're going to kill grandma. You might not get to go to Christmas or Thanksgiving or family gatherings. We might shut down the entire United States of America all over again to gain power over you and to shut down our economy. That is where they're taking us back to. I'm warning you that's where they're taking us back to right now because this is how they gain control before an election is going to take place next year. Listen carefully to Sanjay Gupta warning you what you must do now.
This has changed as well, probably over the past several months. Yeah. First of all, if you're sick, no matter what, you should stay home. I think that even before the pandemic, that was the advice, that was the recommendation, that holds true. If you test positive, what the recommendations are now is that for 5 days, you should isolate. Now, one caveat there is, let's say you had symptoms and then you didn't test yourself until day 2 or 3. The isolation period actually begins at the time you first had symptoms. So, you know, the day after you first developed symptoms, that's day 1 of isolation and so forth. You don't have to test, but if you want to test two tests in a row, negative tests in a row, if you're not having any more symptoms, that can get you out of isolation. No recommendations on mask wearing either at that point if you have those two negative tests. So it's a little confusing, but bottom line advice, stay home if you're sick and think about sort of 5 days of isolation from the beginning of symptoms, Boris.
And Sanjay, what about vaccinations? What are they going to look like this fall?
Oh, vaccinations. Get ready, right? What do they look like this fall? Now, before we get to that, I want to take a quick moment to tell you about our good friends at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org. Now, they also have on the screen, day 6 to 10, wear a mask unless two negative tests are 48 hours apart. Day 6 plus can end isolation if symptoms improve. But we're going back to isolation, and then we're going back to masking. And then now we come in with the over-the-top, this is why you must get vaccinated, America, because if you don't, you're going to kill grandma at Christmas time.
So, you know, you talk about this triple threat, and, you know, flu is something we've talked about in every season, obviously COVID now, and then add RSV into the mix. I sort of look at it like this. For flu, you know, before Halloween is when you should think about getting your vaccine. COVID, a new booster is expected sometime probably near the end of September. That new booster is going to better target some of the more dominant strains. The most dominant strain right now, known as EG5, this booster doesn't specifically target that, but it targets another strain, which is pretty similar, so should offer you some protection. With regard to RSV, you know, if you're high risk for some reason, you talk to your doctor about that, but there's going to be certain populations for which RSV is going to be recommended, specifically people who are high risk, for example, because of age or because of some pre-existing condition.
So COVID's back, right? They got it all right, didn't they? They didn't screw up anything the last time. Why would they screw it up this time? Now, as this is coming out and telling you got to hurry up and get that shot, right? Get vaccinated, get that booster. It's a must. There's another headline. Among those spreading medical misinformation, which is different than disinformation. How do I know that? Because the author of this new study specifically refers to misinformation, which is inaccurate information, rather than disinformation, which is deliberately misleading information because researchers, they say, did not try to determine the motives of the medical professionals that were spreading disinformation, or I guess misinformation. But what they now have is a kill your career list with this new article that's come out. It says, among those spreading medical misinformation during the pandemic, here's 52 doctors they're warning you about, right? Medical misinformation swirled, the article says, across social media during the pandemic, but some of it was in a class of its own. It came from medical doctors. Doctors, of course, are just as human and error-prone as everyone else, but because they spend years studying science and how the body works, presumably they know more than the average about how to interpret medical information. So why were they sending out stuff that wasn't true? The article states. Now, a new study can't answer that question. They're admitting that with total or any certainty, but it does try to, quote, quantify how many doctors were misleading the public, where they came from, and what their specialties were. Most surprising, perhaps, is that there were only 52 of them found in a fairly exhaustive search of social media sites. the new study says. This was actually comforting to see that they didn't find more. That's the chief of the Department of Life Sciences Communication at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, who was not involved in the new study, said about this medical misinformation. There's roughly 1 million Americans that hold medical licenses in the United States, so 52 is a tiny fraction of the total. It's not clear how far the misinformation spread, but once false impressions take hold, it can be very hard to change them. That's what the John Roberts, who conducted the research on health misinformation, the School of Information at the University of Texas Austin, said. They say misinformation did come from doctors, and it can come from doctors and can particularly be damaging. And he and the other researcher said because the trust associated with medical credentials. Even if another doctor corrects the misinformation, people will get confused about who to believe, what to believe, and that in the profession, then it suffers, they went on to say. Now, what the 52 said, this is, again, this study decided to go after only doctors that said things that they disagreed with, and this is how you ruin someone's career. According to the new study, they said most of 52 doctors on their kill list now sent out information that was false or misleading about COVID-19 vaccine safety and effectiveness. Despite tens of millions of doses being delivered safely worldwide and millions of lives confirmed saved or promoted treatment that lacks scientific evidence, they are now on the kill their career list. A few disputed the effectiveness of wearing masks, which aren't perfect, but are far better at preventing infections than wearing nothing, particularly when your high quality masks are being worn and they're well fitted. Some others promoted unsubstantiated claims or conspiracy theories about the government or the origins of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. This kind of information causes, quote, real harm to people who suffered or died unnecessarily, as well as the people who lost their faith in science when presented with misinformation about vaccines and drug development. That's what the paper's senior author, Dr. Goff, said in a statement.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The author of this, Dr. Sarah Goff, is the paper's senior author. She said, it was a concern about potential harm that really prompted me to get my students engaged in this study. She's a primary care doctor and health services researcher at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Although a small percentage of people might not be able to take vaccines or have a bad reaction to a shot, there is no debate about the safety of vaccines at a population level. Okay, that's not true. There is absolutely, and the fact that this doctor is saying there can be no debate, right? She's saying there is no debate. That should tell you just how psycho she is as a doctor. The idea that I can't have a debate with you when there are healthy people that are dropping dead from heart attacks, and there are people that are now saying that the booster vaccine only gives you weeks of protection at best, and then you say we can't have a debate, saying there is no debate, tells me that you are nothing but a bigot towards anyone that disagrees with what you demand we believe and or teach. That's wrong. That's not a great exchange of ideas. Quote, we used the scientific standards at the time we were looking at, Goff said. If you don't trust science and you don't trust the CDC, you won't trust that it's misinformation. Okay, so let's talk about this. She's now saying you got to pledge allegiance to the CDC. So let's talk about the CDC. Let's go back and let me just remind you of the retrospect of what the CDC was saying. In fact, let's just talk about masks and kids, because now they're talking about masks as schools are going back in for kids. We know that back to school was a disaster with these kids with masks. I believe it was a form of child abuse, and yet the CDC recommended all along. Now, let's remind you how wrong the media was on masks and how much those psychos in the media and the medical community demanded that you mask up your kids. They even kicked small babies off of airplanes for not wearing them.
A really striking comment that you made in this interview, you said, from a broad public health standpoint, and I'm quoting you now, at the population level, masks work at the margins, maybe 10%.
By the way, that was Dr. Fauci's own words from earlier this year when he was saying from a broad, I'm going to read the quote to you, okay? This is Dr. Fauci looking back, something clearly went wrong. It was the title of the article for the New York Times. He said, from a broad public health standpoint, the population level, mask work at the margins, maybe 10%. So he's saying that the CDC got it wrong. That's what he's just said. So what did he say before that? Well, listen to Fauci in his own words before April the 26th. And again, I go back to this article. You listen to this article that was put out today. And it said, we use the scientific standards at the time we were looking at. If you don't trust science, you don't trust the CDC, you won't trust that it's misinformation. So she's already saying in this article, the premise is that the CDC always got it right. Dr. Fauci admits that they got it wrong on masking and the effectiveness of masking. They're admitting they got it wrong. So again, listen to Fauci in his own words from years before, constant montage and the media demanding that masks work, even though he said on April the 26th of this year that they were barely working at maybe a margin of 10%, meaning 90% of the time they weren't working.
Masks work at the margins, maybe 10%.
In the schools, everybody should wear a mask.
And asking kids to wear a mask is uncomfortable, but you know, kids are pretty resilient.
Kids are resilient. And if anything, this is going to build resilience in our children.
Will this have long-term psychological effects on young kids, do you think?
I don't think so. I think, in fact, it's good.
Masking is very important, particularly in the schools. Masks are safe. Masks do work.
I have a 9-year-old. He tolerates masks for everything. I don't hear him whine, just like I don't hear him whine about his seatbelt or his bike helmet.
Children have no problem with what is going on. They want to deal sensibly by way of the science with COVID. They've said we have no difficulty with students wearing masks.
But I look at the history of the world, and when I think of like my parents and grandparents growing up in depressions, fighting wars, kids always had a part to play too. And when I look at the fact that they're just wearing a mask, but they have a roof over their head, they have food.
A mask is basically non-intrusive completely. I've yet to see a child whose mask was bothering him or her. In fact, in the emergency department, the kids are the best ones at wearing masks, and they often help their parents put masks on correctly.
By the way, that's a doctor who just said that, an ER doctor who's on CNN putting that out there. I believe this doctor is either a pathological liar or he's blind legally, because otherwise you wouldn't say that. The children, especially the smallest ones, I have small kids right now. I have twins that are 4 and a new 7-year-old. So if you go back 2 years, putting a 2-year-old, a mask on a 2-year-old was hard as hell, folks. It wasn't easy at all. It was hard. And that's part of what really makes me so angry is the fact that these people are sitting there going, oh, yeah, the kids are the best and they are married. They've got a role to play because kids had a role to play in World War II. The least they can do now is wear a mask. And I'm reminding you of this because this is what may be coming this fall. We're seeing the media and the doctors ramp this up and the pharmaceutical houses ramp this up. Oh, COVID's on the rise. Oh, the kids are back in school. Oh, things are getting off their, they're not where they were before, folks. You might need to protect yourself. You better go get that COVID shot. Oh, it gets better. Let me keep reminding you of the media in their own words and the medical professionals.
There's nothing adverse or bad about masks. We've used masks for decades. We mask kids in our cancer wards routinely.
We have now a plethora of ongoing research and studies and documents that are showing us that masks do not put children at risk.
This concept that children somehow are harmed or abused by wearing masks is not founded in any science.
It's simple. It does no harm. My kids wear them to school.
The idea that children won't wear masks is actually an abdication of leadership to say that we can't ask them and won't set an example for them.
Those 50 million children need to protect themselves by wearing masks.
If I'm going to get on an airplane, I don't have to wear a mask. But I will have my kids wear one.
I don't think this is politically dividing at all. I wear masks. My kids wear masks.
I don't understand why parents are not listening to the science, not teaching their children to wear a mask.
My responsibility, if I am lucky enough to be the next governor of Georgia, is to look at the science, to follow the protocols, and to set the right example.
I don't think we're even talking to the children. When we talk to schools and classrooms of children, they are happy to wear masks.
Be comforted by the fact that children have so much neuroplasticity that this is a bump in their social development, but that they can repair very easily.
You don't go naked. Yeah. And right now, you shouldn't be going to school without a mask.
You're not likely to be able to be exposed to something and spread it to mommy or daddy. And it's not likely mommy and daddy are able to spread it to you either. So I wouldn't worry about it, baby. I promise you. That's why we need to make sure children are wearing masks in school.
There's Joe Biden. By the way, he was actually, if you notice, speaking a lot better there than he's speaking now, if you want to see the cognitive decline. But this is what they did to our kids, right? Kids are going to thrive in face masks. That was at every medical expert. Oh, they're great. The kids are awesome. They're amazing with this, right? Then let's also remind you of what the media said about those who said the Wuhan Institute of Virology was where the lab leak came from. And what did they say? They said we were tinfoil hat wearing loonies who should be silenced and taken off social media. In fact, the government went to social media with accounts that they wanted to silence.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every day, there are two different economies that are growing bigger and bigger. One of them is powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke propaganda being jammed into every product that we're consuming. Well, big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions and millions into leftist causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to have a cell phone, and that's the reason why you paid that bill, because you didn't have an alternative. Well, guess what? Now there's an alternative. Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they use your money to fight back. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke politics. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a loud message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team as well, so they make switching easy. You get to keep your phone number too. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantees while you're there. Get the same dependable service that you want and take a stand for the values that you demand. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT. This, by the way, I do believe is straight up about power. I believe it's all about power. Okay? All about that major type of power that so many Democrats want. And that is, hey, we can tell you what to do, what to take, where to talk, what to say, who to talk to, and what doctors are good and what doctors are bad. Which brings me back to the article. Years after they got it wrong on so many different areas, this new study comes out and names 52 doctors they say basically shouldn't be doctors anymore. That they should be vilified by society. The team defined misinformation, the article says, as assertions unsupported by or contradicting U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance on COVID-19 prevention and treatment during the period assessed or contradicting the existing state of a scientific evidence for any topic not covered by the CDC. The 52 doctors were identified by communications they made on social media platforms between January 1 of 2021 and May 1 of 2022. After scientific studies had established that vaccines were safe and effective. Well, the new vaccine or the booster, they're saying, is not that effective and only gives you maybe a couple weeks of real protection. So I'm just curious, is a scientific study telling me that if I say anything negative about that booster vaccine, that now all of a sudden I'm a misinformation person, deserve to get my medical license taken away from me if I were a doctor? Goff said, well, the study specifically refers to misinformation, which is inaccurate information, rather than disinformation, which is deliberately misleading information, because researchers did not try to determine the motives of the medical professionals spreading the information. Still, the author said, and several other experts in the field said, information was changing so quickly during the pandemic, and government messaging was often poorer than it could have been, leaving many people, even doctors, legitimately confused. The guidance kept on changing. Communication around the vaccine was horrible. I wonder why, by the way, they're stating this now. Yet they're still saying, well, you need to listen to us now. All right, let's go back to the people that we shouldn't listen to. Remember when people said that clearly the vaccine came out of a Wuhan Institute of Virology, a man-made lab? Remember that? Remember where that happened? Well, guess what? Guess what? I can remind you of what the media said, what the White House said. They were all wrong, by the way, but they didn't want to admit that we were funding with our tax dollars the Wuhan Institute of Virology, so therefore they had to make it clear that you couldn't believe that, right? That's something you're not allowed to believe. So listen to this.
You will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions.
President retweeting a conspiracy video alleging that masks do not work. The video was then removed by Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube because it violated rules against spreading misinformation.
The second most powerful man in the world revealing himself in this video as a mask truther.
A major study finding masks made no difference in stopping the spread.
Mask mandates, it turns out, were an utter failure. It's not me saying it, but the New York Times. The mask mandates did nothing. Will any lessons be learned? Brett Stevens cites a comprehensive British review of 78 randomized studies with more than 600,000 participants.
So that wasn't scientifically sound.
Effective.
The mask guidance
correct.
Was not
correct. It wasn't science-based, and the 6 feet of distancing was arbitrary.
All around the country, over the weekend, protests popped up. These morons and internet conspiracy theories demanding an immediate end to lockdowns. And let's be honest, people, this is both insane and counterproductive. Because the more you gather in groups, the longer the lockdown will have to go on.
Did lockdowns during COVID prevent severe effects from COVID-19? Did it help in the arc of the pandemic?
Economists from Johns Hopkins say no.
The report warned against using lockdowns as a pandemic measure in the future because of the low effectiveness on mortality and the consequences for the economy.
The lockdowns, in terms of their effects on mortality, we measured it against mortality, were basically irrelevant.
They destroyed people. They literally killed people. When you shut down medical care, in spring of 2020 alone, there were 650,000 cancer chemotherapy patients in this country alone. Half of them didn't get their chemo because they were afraid. They were told it was dangerous to go to a medical facility.
You weighed in on a theory that's been floating around that perhaps the number of fatalities related to COVID-19 is being inflated because people are actually dying of other things. What's your read on that theory?
You know, Savannah, there is absolutely no evidence that that's the case at all. You know, I think it falls under the category of something that's very unfortunate, these conspiracy theories that we hear about.
Even the wackos, Trump wackos, are doing conspiracy theories, saying those numbers are padded.
What should we say to people who conspiracy theorize about an overcount of the deaths?
Follow up now to my conversation with LA County Health Director Barbara Ferrer, who last week acknowledged the county may be overcounting COVID deaths by as much as 20%.
Could it be a secondary contributing cause? So, for example, somebody with kidney disease, COVID then pushes them over the edge to have kidney failure. That's COVID as a contributing cause. And then the third is COVID as an incidental finding. So somebody coming in with a gunshot wound or a heart attack and they happen to test positive.
Now, part of the conspiracy theory is that the disease started in a laboratory in Wuhan.
Just weeks ago, Dr. Anthony Fauci rejected the conspiracy that coronavirus was man-made in a lab in Wuhan, China. And yet this week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum.
A lot of people on the right love that phrase, escape from the lab, because it sounds like something from a Marvel movie or a comic book.
Everyone who believes in the conspiracy is saying that it came out of a lab in Wuhan, rather than through food at a market.
And he continued to push a conspiracy theory that has already been debunked by our intelligence community. This whole notion that the coronavirus was developed in a Chinese lab. That has been debunked.
There's a report today that another intelligence arm of the U.S. government, this is inside our Energy Department, has joined the FBI in concluding that COVID began with a lab leak in China.
Is that I don't know who to trust.
Yeah.
Right. I certainly don't trust reporters because reporters treated this initially as if it was nothing more than a crazy, unhinged conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
So who do you trust? Right. You can't trust the legacy media outlets because that was their narrative.
It came out of the city that has a Wuhan Institute of Virology, a Chinese lab that worked on coronaviruses. And that is an awfully large coincidence. And that's what I've thought throughout, that was an awfully large coincidence.
You can hear it there over and over again in what we just played for you. Over and over, it was clear that they were wrong time and time again. But this new study that's coming out, going after these doctors, naming their names, said that if they disagree, or if you're a doctor that disagrees with the CDC and the CDC guidance, and you are officially a bad apple, and you should be publicly named and shamed in this report that's now gone viral in the USA Today and many other newspapers. They said that the CDC should never be questioned. This is, they're also saying, heads up, COVID cases are on the rise. I want to make it clear. I'm telling you this in the middle of August. Get ready for what they're about to try to do all over again this winter. It's middle of August, and they're doing what they did the year before and the year before and the year before that. Make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and friends. Hit that follow button if you're listening on Apple, or subscribe or auto-download, depending on where you're listening. And you can get every single show, obviously, for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.